This sound piece was developed on the fanciful notion that the 16th century playwright Christopher Marlowe, who was violently stabbed in the face and subsequently died at a public house in Deptford, has magically returned on a spring day in 2006 to sniff around his old haunts. Picking up a piece of paper from the ground, he finds it is the discarded musings of a modern-day scribe, the artist John Bentley. I have weaved John Bentley's Liver and Lights scriptorium, Deptfordia, into a colourful sound tapestry, recorded around Deptford High Street. The finished carpet, I hope, captures a small essence of mystery, and the dark underbelly to which each and every visitor to this small part of London is connected. The river slides before you like a giant eel. Cold by her southern bank lies Deptford High. Welcome to Deptfordia, tang of bone and ancient dust.
Check before you travel.
Lovely sunny day, 11 degrees, the high 52 Fahrenheit.
Could get a bit hazy later on this afternoon, but staying dry, much the same again for tomorrow. Magic's Mystery Voices can open those phone lines just before 12 o'clock. It's a nice
They're off your hangtails there, the day, girls, clear them out, have a look. The only two sheets you like there, the day, are a fiver, their blankets, 3 pounds and a fiver.
Don't you feel that something slowly steams beneath that buttered crust?
Move it in the pussy wall.
Rank upon rank of ramrod-backed and stone-faced towers, marching upwards and alongwards on their way to meet the tide.
Everybody cry me a river.
I'll get up to it.
Anyone needs serving, just ask me, I'm in.
You said he was buried in St. Nicholas Church.
By Deptford Green, the patchwork plague pit church of St. Nick, where worms and crows upon the poet Marlowe's bones did pick, speaks not.
He was stabbed. Somebody stabbed him.
In eerie silent smiles, But later, as the bricklings doze, a quiet heartbeat from that spot arose.
I do, actually. Yeah, all right, we'll take a pair of those for her, please.
I think I can take them.
There's only one on display. And now we need to find a pair that are 5 quid for this one. I don't know what size she is either. So look.
They've got different prices. Some of them are £3, £2, £1. From £1 to £3.
Do you get any fans in? I'm looking for fans or anything on it. Have we got anything like that? Do we get anything in like that?
Yeah, sometimes I do get fans.
Do you get fans?
Yeah.
Do you be getting anything like that in? I cannot
promise you that I will be getting some, because it just depends on how. You could be even walking out of the door and somebody will be walking with a fan now.
Yeah, but they're not though, are they? I need a specific fan. Alright, so we haven't got a fan. Do you know what sort of fan I mean? A hand fan.
Yeah, the Japanese type.
Yeah, the Japanese type of fan. There's no fans in.
Okay, those ones are in abundance, my darling. I can assure you. I'll probably get one in about 2-3 weeks from now.
2-3 weeks from now?
Or even less than that.
Alright, I'll pop in and see what you've got.
Yeah.
Right, I've got to go.
Drop in anytime, darling. Summer is still a little bit away, but
summer.
You'll get a few more, don't you worry. You'll be cooling yourself so soon.
Cooling? I'm going for a sauna. I'll be
Take care, love.
Upon the peeps, the towers shore, in blackness quink, a drunkard boasts. The lights of eve, they are no more. Ooze forth, a creeping mist of ghosts. They will idle here at day's edge, ill at ease, a mingle with their elders and their dreams, and racked and wrinkled remnants of an old river's schemes. Around Mill Lane, a fist-tight warren of hovels, all a-leaning to. The footpads lurk, and dandy prats, and leaden sock, and switchblade. Here, starvation stakes his wire noose about every bolt hole. Here, every arse knows the ferret's teeth before it can shite. Here, white hates black, and black hates white. And even now, the only laughter is the jangling of a stolen purse. Here, even now, the ghosts of poets dance and curse.
Hey, off your hand towels there, the day girls, clear them out, have a look. The only two sheets you like, they're the Dave of Fiver, they're blankets, £3 and a fiver.
Oh yes, here in this fog is a thousand years of human come and gone, stretching down the creek to the old Thames over yonder. It is nearly morning. Wipe this mist off. You have breathed the air of Deptford now, and in another time.
My name is Jason Grant, and this next piece is inspired by my love for hip-hop music, along with a subject that I don't really know much about, politics.
Well, everything's political, isn't it? I think think so anyway. And so it's not really about politics in general, it's about where, what kind of politics.
It has got to do with you. I mean, they've just got such a reputation of liars and a bit sleazy and a bit cheesy, but you've just got to take an interest because you could actually make a difference. I mean, your one vote could swing it the other way and we could get a government that you're happy with.
For the most left alternative that you can, in my opinion. But the reason you should go out and vote is because of the BNP and the Nazis who get in to seats on the basis of a low turnout. That's why they get in. They don't get in because there's a big groundswell of support. They get in because people are so disillusioned with the other parties that with a low...
Well, everything's political, isn't it? I think so anyway. And so it's not really about politics in general. It's about where, what kind of politics.
I think they should, you know, have a look at whether it affects them or not, and it really does. And in terms of, yeah, people may feel underrepresented, but, you know, voting for someone who you just think is doing a good job is even better than, say, voting for people that will definitely misrepresent you.
You can ask your parents if that's work. I mean, some of them have to go to school at some time. Their teachers would know.
Well, everything's political, isn't it? I think so anyway. And so it's not really about politics in general. It's about where...
kind of politics. I mean, if you just look at it, I mean, there might not be anyone that you really agree with, but there will be sort of parties that you absolutely disagree with, so you should not vote for them. But by not voting at all, you're kind of helping them, so you should vote for the opposition or vote for someone that at least is marginally good.
Think about it. Go on the website, check it out, see if there's people out there that have your views. And just go ahead and do it. It doesn't take much time at all.
Well, everything's political, isn't it? I think so anyway. And so it's not really about politics in general, it's about where, what kind of politics.
Well, I can understand people who feel that voting doesn't make much of a difference because it's often the case that that is the reality. You know, when you have two big parties or three parties challenging each other that are very similar, sometimes there isn't a very radical alternative, even if you wanted to vote, then that don't have the presence in every area.
I would kind of vote Green.
Well, everything's political, isn't it? I think so anyway. And so it's not really about politics in general, it's about where, what kind of politics.
It would really be that it is a very interesting kind of topic and it really does affect you. And so, it's relevant to your life, but also the lives of people around you. I mean, if you're not voting for yourself, you should vote for, you know, people that you know.
Yeah, I'm entitled to vote, so I'll certainly vote.
It's always on the news. I think from watching things like that and being interested in media, a lot of the journalism involved with that and a lot of radio is to do with politics.
Well, everything's political, isn't it? I think so anyway. And so it's not really about politics in general, it's about where, what kind of politics.
I support them because I know how it feels to be undervalued and underpaid in your section, but also when it affects you, and maybe I'll have to come back the week when everybody else has finished to do that lesson. It's not so good, but how else could they do it? They've got to disrupt things to get that point.
Well, everything's political, isn't it? I think so anyway. And so it's not really about politics in general, it's about where, what kind of politics.
I can see both sides of that view, because I don't think the students should lose out on a day's education, the strike. But in terms of professionals, teachers are the most underpaid and undervalued,
universities, out of all of them, they're the ones.
Well, everything's political, isn't it? I think so, anyway. And so it's not really about politics in general, it's about where, what kind of...
Don't think it's boring, you know, you have to think about your future, and you should just go for it. It's only going to take 5 minutes, and everyone can write an X now. Don't think it's boring, you know, you have to think about your future, and you should just go for it. It's only going to take 5 minutes, and everyone can write an X now.
Audio collage number 17 was created by Andrew Page using chopped up spoken word recordings, played randomly word by word, creating new cut up phrases.
Side presents audio collage number 17.
Words ugly.
Pure
boring.
Reduced
fiction.
Concrete
modernist moment. Strange
eyes collapsed.
Empty
head.
Hard
meaningless
work. Handsome
passion ultimately
withered.
Distant
spikes
form meat. Cattle life multiply.
Respect
kitchen
instruments.
Stupid
cold.
A heroic
excruciating
teeth.
Magic weekends
decline.
What?
Meaningless.
Doomed.
Face.
Peculiar.
Convict.
Accident.
Multiply.
Inhumanity.
Darkness.
Filled. Flashlight.
Pale.
Faithful.
Girl.
Pinball.
Control.
Imagine.
Independent. Secret.
Police.
Magic.
Empty. Moment.
Words.
Collapsed.
God.
Daydreaming.
Flies.
Alternatives.
Despite. Refusal.
Cavities.
Work.
Teeth.
Girl.
Head.
Child.
Heaven.
Inhumanity.
Job.
Finally.
Words.
Fiction.
Strange. Ghost. Cracks.
The curve.
Hair.
Shaped.
Independence. Medieval.
Mother.
Alternatives.
Bullets.
Slash. Power.
Cat.
Mystery. Gift. Talk.
Think.
Observe.
Domestication.
Transpire.
Distant.
Cat.
Power.
Said.
Buzz.
Once.
See.
Shore.
Experts.
Drink.
Protoplasm. Narcotics.
Ordinary.
London.
Shaped.
Head.
Driving reprehensible cynicism. Yet.
Spice.
Establishment.
Still.
Ordinary.
Imagine.
Brushed.
Donation.
Ballistic.
Heart.
Cavities.
Cattle.
Like dead.
Tree.
Like
mouth.
Fight.
Hair.
Brushed. Pale.
Domestication.
Castle,
boring,
cruel,
key,
going,
multiply,
asthmatic,
job,
centuries,
exhausted, anti,
how can,
key,
police,
I'm strong,
power,
jungle,
normal,
business,
Denmark,
medieval, finally,
alternative,
do, refuse,
day,
trench coat,
gift,
Ruth,
reprehensible,
dead mouth,
drink,
ghosts,
like
God's cruelty,
flashlight,
seems blinked,
born,
sun,
gray,
early,
distant,
days,
all,
hello,
hours,
actually,
ominous,
lapsed,
mortar,
skin,
pain, me,
to
now,
rack,
taste,
gray, cynicism,
transpire,
stranger,
notice,
to,
feed,
stuck,
bend,
overlooked,
gray,
thick,
shore,
see?
Colder.
Terminal.
There.
Ultimate.
Paralyzed.
Form.
Head.
Peculiar.
Seen.
Power.
Said.
Yet.
Crushed.
Creature.
I
cracks.
Collathered.
Ultimately.
Ugly.
Weathered.
Donation.
Popular.
Refusal.
Distant.
Creature.
Establishment.
Form.
Rack.
Distill.
Think. Think.
Back.
Cattle.
Shape.
Life. Pain.
Multiplied.
Love.
Committed.
And.
Like.
Alternative
morning tag.
God's
born
by strange
eyes
collapse. Shore
feed
no
drink
slip
got pretty my
blood,
birth
just
and
best
difference
black
London
girl
loud
door
moment
man
pale
dominant
lips
cattle
door
or
instant
cracks
expert
and
no rose and faith
seen
paralyzed
country
fruit creatures
bony
gloves
no to God
ghost
dominion
taste
it
root
bellness
to
attack materials
respect
picture
instrument
teeth
time
country
eyes
control
weakness
asthmatic
concrete
strength
independent
one
hashing
they
raise
stuck
dominion
torturous
narcotic
tear
gold
reduce
stranger
medieval
access
be
strange
renovate
collar
distinctively doomed
flying
water town
turn
lapse
narrow
touch
visible
got
hard
talk driving
instinctively
daydreaming
handsome
abundant
finally see bony
reduced
by
strange
abundant
modernist
power
mind
heroic, heroic,
excruciating,
ominous
future,
order,
London,
decapitating, yet,
early,
domestication,
drink,
narcotic,
decline,
trees,
shaped,
there,
hard,
taste,
cavities,
for medieval,
bedbug, modernist,
ears, me,
hours,
trench
coat,
morning, establishment,
Dawkins,
New York,
despite fruit,
narcotic,
clothes,
hail
them,
by
stranger,
empty,
I can
crush,
slash,
place,
filled shores,
liberty,
ghost,
dependent,
evil,
air,
frozen,
post,
hellos,
glass,
cavities, business,
cave,
empty,
fiction,
committed,
case,
renovate,
night,
there,
renovate,
friend,
hunt,
cage,
victims,
anti,
modernist, reduced,
head,
restaurant,
still,
I see,
imagine,
brush,
for
after,
daughter,
eyes, mother,
domestication,
stuck,
person,
paralyzed, all pure,
boring,
reduced,
decapitate,
back,
Grave.
Peculiar.
Country.
Condad.
Accident.
Mouth. Multiply.
Inhumanity.
Early.
Ordinary.
Century.
Transcode.
God. Distance.
Girl.
Base.
Dead. Time. Crash.
Alternative.
Boot.
Clap. Time.
Barely.
Time.
Hello.
Out.
Flashlight.
Eyeball. And committed.
Police.
Overlooked. Refusal.
Called.
Plaster.
Heaven.
Time.
Observe.
Medieval
gift,
transpired,
born,
the stranger,
the heroic, modernist,
collars,
me said,
tasty,
finally,
by,
bullet, turn,
blood,
knife, and
the
middle,
rust, got,
experts,
drink,
protoplasm, narcotics.
My name is Peter Fertier. I wrote this piece from recordings that I made in China on the Yangtze Plain. I wanted to include authentic sounds that reflected my own experience in an ordinary small town, and then manipulate the sounds to make something interesting with it.
Thank you.
title of this piece is called An Original Reproduction. This is a short soundscape with monologue by Barbara Knowles and Dan. The piece consists of environmental sounds recorded around Greenwich and Deptford and some dialogue. The piece is a cooperative effort, and it's an attempt to make problematic notions of the creative individual and notions of originality. We hope you enjoy it.
Could you sustain yourself? The means of your sustenance are permanently stolen from you. The means of your sustenance are permanently stolen from you and sold back to you as the means by which you sustain yourself. Can you sustain yourself? You must sustain yourself on the second-rate, once-removed, pre-recorded sustenance that is available. Is that the means by which you sustain yourself? The last peoples on the earth who can sustain themselves are suffering. Drought, disease, disappearance of habitat. Soon all the peoples of the world will have lost the means with which to sustain themselves. Can you sustain yourself? Can you sustain yourself? I'm an individual. ideas come from ideas, which come from ideas. Ideas come from ideas, which come from ideas.
Are you listening to me?
I'm an individual.
Are you listening to me?
A unified subject?
Are you listening to me?
Or a disconnected group of discursive sites? I'm an individual. Are you listening to me? Private consumption. Corporate production.
Ideas come from ideas, which come from ideas.
Ideas
come from ideas, which come from ideas. Ideas come from ideas, which come from ideas.
Ideas
come from ideas, which come from ideas. Ideas come from ideas, which come from ideas.
Ideas
come from ideas, which come from ideas. Ideas come from ideas, which come from ideas.
Why? Because I found it interesting, because I like music, sound and radio, because I'm curious about radio art, because I like thinking creatively and constructively, and I like thinking about creativity and constructivity, because I like sensory intelligence, because the age of paranoia needs some laughter, because I like Charlie Watts' drumming, because I like listening.
What time's the next train to London Bridge?
I don't know.
Could you just laugh?
Oh yeah, it's very hard to laugh. No, but I'm. No, no, it's because I'm not from London, so.
Hello?
Ha 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 ha.
Can I ask you another question now? Do you know what time the next train is to London Bridge?
Next train is, I think, after 10 minutes.
Don't know.
Well, here's the punchline.
Uh, 10:35. That was more a cough.
Now, you really have been tremendously nice. We do thank you. Posterity will be proud of you. And perhaps you'd like to help us even more now by joining in the last chorus of this next song. Don't have to if you don't want to. You know, if it embarrasses you. Would be rather a pity if you don't sing tonight, I think, because tonight, by way of encouragement, attendants will be passing among you with rawhide whips.
Mud, mud, glorious mud. Nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud.
Brilliant, and a bit more.
Walking fish. A walking fish in mud. A walking fish making things. There's a girl with a moustache who listens and thinks. She can fly to the stars. What? An amazing show. Words growl in on the transistor radio. Blankety plonk. Gulan. Hava. Heva. Hova. Kor.
In this audio piece, I explore ideas around private and public and how in digital times the concept of privacy is more under attack. My point of departure is accidental mobile calls, where your mobile phone accidentally calls somebody and starts to reveal your geographic position and what are you doing and what are you saying. In this sense, the phone becomes as if it were your own personal recorder, giving the opportunity to the listener to know about your private life. In Deadfall in a Bag, I experiment with sounds and my own body movement, which I blend together with Deadfall Market sounds as a way to reveal urban sounds from a more personal perspective. I use those recording techniques in order to give the audience the perspective and sensation of listening to something that the student. But it's fascinating. In other words, this piece aims to celebrate our voyeurism.
person who left this message, press hash. To listen to the message again, press 1. To save the message, press 2. To delete the message, press 3. To send a copy of the message to another Orange user, press 5.
Are you all right?
No.